Vermont Gas and the state's public advocates agree that the company's customers should get lower rates next year, but they don't agree on how much those rates should be. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the new rates will determine how much customers pay for the company's pipeline to Addison County.
A new proposal from the Department of Public Service would mean a 5.68% rate decrease for Vermont Gas customers next year. That's more than double the company's proposed rate cut of about 2.5%. Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia says the extra savings in the department's plan comes from relieving customers of some of the financial burden of the company's Addison County pipeline.
Looking at the whole project and all of the fits and starts, we are proposing to disallow $35.5 million of the total project cost, which will have to be absorbed by shareholders.
Recchia said the $35.5 million should be cut out of rates because the department considered some of the company's pipeline spending imprudent and said customers shouldn't have to pay for that overspending. The department also thinks Vermont Gas was being overly optimistic when the company asked customers to pay for the pipeline's cost starting in November.
What we anticipated is that this goes into service actually in May of 2017.
And that has a big impact on the coming rates. Because May is halfway through what regulators call the rate year, that's the year the rates would be in effect, it basically cuts the pipeline's impact on rates in half for the year. Another important difference between the department's plan and the Vermont Gas proposal is that Vermont Gas wanted to take nearly $14 million out of a savings account for the pipeline that was created with customer money. The department's proposal would pull just $5 million from that fund, which is about the same amount of money customers pay in every year. Recchia said the rest of that fund, known as the SURF Fund, will be important to have around in the next few years.
The rationale was that since the SURF is relatively healthy now, and we do anticipate upward pressures next year, and we really don't need it this year, let's at least give back what is otherwise being collected this year.
Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent says the company disagrees with the department's plan, especially about how much of the pipeline customers should have to pay for.
We believe that the cost that we've asked for in rates, which, as you know, is $134 million, they're justified and accurate.
Ultimately, it's up to the state's Public Service Board to decide what rates are fair, but it seems clear at this point that however it goes, rates will be a bit lower next year. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.